Emergency management agencies like FEMA and the Health and Human Services Department are starting to realize something. Not all of the best information they need during a disaster and major weather event is coming from a multi-million dollar government app they've paid for. A lot of it comes from social media channels they can tap for free. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency built something called the Disaster Reporter app last year. It's designed to give users more information, and it also collects user-submitted photos from the scene of a natural disaster or weather event. But FEMA hasn't gotten the response it's hoped for. Scott Shalp is the chief data officer at the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Unfortunately, we've been underwhelmed with the use of that app. But because I think everybody's at the Weather Channel doing their Instagrams there. So I think we need to find smarter ways to, instead of trying to do everything ourselves, integrate the social media world more effectively into how we perform our business functions.
Agencies like FEMA are realizing that the public doesn't want to download another government-built app to interact during a big storm or a natural disaster. Instead, they turn to places like Twitter, Facebook, or other networks they already use to post or comment about what they're seeing and experiencing. Shalp says some of the best social media intel he's ever seen happened during Hurricane Sandy back in 2012. A series of tweets from high school students driving around their neighborhoods in New Jersey gave FEMA a better idea of what people were experiencing during the storm.
We looked at it with fascination at FEMA's NRCC, you know, because we're like, wow, this is some of the best intel we have. And I don't know to what extent we used it for operational decision-making because of the validity question. But that's the piece we have to harness, is coming up with that validity. And great, we can have it in our FEMA app, but that's we have to come to the reality that that's going to be 2% or 5% of what we get.
In the past, agencies like FEMA created an action plan for a specific disaster, but only after it collected data from state and local organizations. Sometimes FEMA would send emergency response vehicles to the scene to gather more information, but Shalp says those strategies just take too much time. Now FEMA and the Red Cross are monitoring social media outlets. They're gathering information in real time and using it to act immediately. Jeff DeLizio is the CEO of the American Red Cross National Capital Region.
What we're seeing now in terms of the old way of doing things for us in a large-scale disaster was we would be collecting data from partners, from communities, collating that data, analyzing it, and then creating an action plan. That takes time in a disaster. The other way we were doing it was we were literally sending out emergency response vehicles into the disaster areas to collect data, call it back in, and move it out. A little quicker, but still not quick. So now we are using social media data, our digital doc, our Digital Disaster Operations Center, to collect that data in real time, listen to people that are talking on social media, and act immediately. So we're actually seeing something where we will see on a street three people talk about water being out, and within 20 to 30 minutes, we can have water on their street.
DeLizio says this means emergency management agencies have to shift their thinking.
That technology is not new. That technology is not necessarily innovative. How we're using it and making management decisions to say, just go. Go do it. We hear something here. Let's make that happen because disasters are messy and we have to act quick. That actually is interesting because it bypasses a lot of the formal channels. And then what we do is we go back and we fill out all the paperwork we need to fill out for the bottles of water we sent over and then we send it up.
The Health and Human Services Department's Office of Emergency Management uses social media in a similar way. Nancy Nerthen is the Fusion Division Director at HHS.
We have a whole methodology around that we've developed around how to use social media to get at the specific information that's relevant to our mission. And so we do extensive Boolean searches within. So an example is Hurricane Sandy. Within the first 4 to 5 days of Hurricane Sandy, there were over 20 million tweets about Sandy, Hurricane, hashtag Sandy, hashtag Hurricane. From that extremely large volume, my team was able to pull out information that was extremely relevant to our mission. Hospitals losing power, nursing homes needing to be evacuated, elderly people trapped in high rises, a GI outbreak in a medical shelter. And it wasn't one of our medical shelters, but we had a medical shelter in the area. And we knew that using our GIS maps, which is another big tool that we use. But we had a medical shelter in the area. We fed that that information, and they were able to prep and prepare for it. They set up isolation rooms, implemented strict hand washing. They did see GI illness in their shelter, but they were able to get it under control quickly because they had that information. During the 50th anniversary of the Martin Luther King March on Washington, we picked out on social media that there were people suffering from heat exhaustion and exactly where that was. We had reserve teams at headquarters. The team commander activated them, sent them to the place, and they were treating the patients within minutes.
Nirthin says her agency is learning to become social listeners. That means data analysts search social media outlets to gather relevant information, and public affairs officers use that data to spread it to the public. Cora Russell is the acting director of the Office of Emergency Management at the Food and Nutrition Service. She says her office is meeting with social listening specialists at FEMA to learn how they can implement strategies like this too. Social listening also means agencies are working with public affairs offices to dispel rumors and correct information that might not be accurate, or give updates to the public about how emergency management agencies have been responding. Here's Shalp.
How do we turn noise into signal is what I heard earlier this week. So how do we turn that noise into signal and know that there's that validity piece there? So I think that's from my experience in internal to FEMA, I think that's why we're calling it social listening, is because it's all just noise coming in, you know, and something that was tweeted 15 minutes ago may already not be the case. A road that has a tree down may have already been moved. So you have to be careful.
Emergency management agencies largely agree using social media like this can help, especially when they work with smaller state and local response teams that have fewer resources and capabilities. A small county, for example, might only have one emergency manager and a few fire responders who use older computers and communication tools. Their capabilities often slow down federal agencies when they process and analyze the data they get from state and local partners. At the end of the day, a new social media strategy means FEMA is starting to change the way it designs new data processing tools and how it does business with industry. Shalp says that's a difficult cultural shift to swallow.
From the CIO and CTO's perspective, we look at that specific outcome and we work backwards. We work backwards through decision-making, analytics, data, and then finally the system, instead of building the system first. So What you guys just described was not a $400 million government system, was it? It's just Twitter, right? So that's another one of the paradigm shifts, you know, that we have to embrace that kind of technology.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Nicole's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.